Okay, Rabosai, we're beginning Simin Sadi Hey, and Simin Sadi Hey, Se'if Aleph and Beis relates to the question of Nat Bar Nat. In Chulin Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, going over to Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph, there's a machlokes. The opinion of Rav is that Nat Bar Nat is going to be usher. The case is Dogim She'olo B'Kaira. If fish is in a fleshic plate, and the case is the way it's understood by the Rishonim that either the fish is hat or the plate is hat. So in that case, Rav Amar, it's Asr la'achlan b'kutach, Ushmol Amar, Mutar la'achlan b'kutach. Rav says that you're not allowed to eat the fish with milchik dressing. Shmuel says you are allowed. Rav says it's nice and tam. Shmuel says it's not barnat. So that's a machlokas. Rav and Shmuel, is not barnat usser, or is not barnat going to be mutter? The pashtus in the Gemara is that we're speaking about a situation where the kvela tastes it, and even so, even though there is some fleshic taste in the fish, right, Shmuel still says it's mutter, because Shmuel holds that the amount of taste that you have is halachically defined as tam kolosh. It's not going to be a full-fledged taste. That's the pashtus in the Gemara, that the machlokas Rav and Shmuel relates to the status of a tam kolosh. And if that's the case, in the Hemsheich HaGemara, at first the Gemara thinks that Rav is Lav Beferish Itmar El Mechlola Itmar, that once upon a time Rav came and he tasted like some salve in like the food, like there's some medicine in the Keli. Then the Gemara is Daicha, the Gemara says, no, maybe the case was that it was a Dover that was Maritz Fei, it was like very bitter, which is understood by many Rishonim to mean a davar charif, that davar charif will be usser with nat barnat. The lecha'ora, what that means is that in that situation, everyone holds it's going to be usser because it's a very sharp taste, a very pungent taste. And the heter of nat barnat, aliba de Shmuel, is only when it is not such a strong taste. That, I think, is the pashtus in the Gemara, that the case is that you taste something. Yes, sir, Mr. Rosenzweig.
So therefore, when the Therabam doesn't hold a kfila, we just assume that...
So the Ramah who doesn't hold a kfila, the Ramah l'cha'ora would say that according that Shmuel is matir nat barnat, we know that nat barnat, in the worst case scenario, even when you taste it, it's only going to be a tam kolosh. So therefore, alach has kama v'kama, right, bizman hazeh, that you don't taste anything, it's still going to be mutter.
Or for the machaber who holds a kvela, are other cases of kvela, can kvela differentiate between a tam kolosh?
So, again, it could be that the din of the Rashba writes at the beginning of Tzadi Ches that you don't need anybody could taste items. You don't need a professional taster. So, l'cha'ora, that means that it's not based on the exact degree of flavor that it gives. Nonetheless, it's almost like Chazal Baruch of Daitam figured out that there's never going to be real Nesinas Tam. You won't mamish have real Nesinas Tam in the case of Nat Bar Nat. It's like Chazal understood it, Ad Kan. That, I think, is the Pashtus. There are, of course, alternatives. We could say that Nat Bar Nat is the Pshat as follows. In Timtzalomar, you see, we have a general Hakira about the din of Nosin Tam. Is Nosin Tam like the original, the Isser Mekori remains? Or is Nosin Tam a new Chiddush HaTaira that it's going to be Aser? Is Tam Ke'ikar a new din, or is Tam Ke'ikar the old din? Right, we spoke about the Reb Chaim, etc. Right, we had a whole discussion. Im kenem hadavarim, the tam ke'ikar itself is a chiddush, meaning that the tam hamikori is gone. There's a special chiddush in the Torah, a new din called tam ke'ikar. So we could suggest, and I saw Rabbi Eliyav in his sefer points out that there's a Ramban on this Gemara that one could read with a certain degree of creativity, that the Ramban is actually saying that. And the Ramban might be saying that the Chiddush Din of Tam Ke'iker is only formulated on the original Tam, on the first Tam. But Tam Sheni, maybe there is no Din of Tam Ke'iker at all. When the Torah has the Chiddush of Tam Ke'iker, right? Tam Ke'iker does, if Tam Ke'iker means that the original Tam is still there, so then L'cha'ayra, I can't be Mechalab Din Tam Yishan Tam Sheni. Right? If Tam Ke'iker means that it's Ke'il, the original Isser is present. But if Tam Ke'iker is a special Chiddush HaTorah, so then I could suggest that that Chiddush HaTorah is only formulated on the original Isser, and the subsequent, the original item, the subsequent item, there's no din of Tam Ke'iker. That L'cha'ora is another possibility. Rabbi Eliyahu presents a third possibility, that maybe the case over here is that no, that you just didn't taste it. And the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is a machlokes about min hastam, what would be the din? Whether min hastam, we assume, is going to be a problem or not. But hayotze, we have a machlokes in the Gemara. Rav says nat bar nat is osur. Shmuel says nat bar nat is mutter. Everyone agrees that if it's a pungent taste, when it's marer tvei l'cha'or, it's going to be osur. That's clear in the Gemara. But halacha l'maisa, we paskin that nat bar nat is going to be mutter. Dogim sh'alo b'kayra, mutter l'ochlam b'kutach. However, tznoin shechotcho b'sakin shechotach b'basar. If I cut a radish with a fleshik knife, so in that case it's osur. That case l'cha'ora also has the properties of nat bar nat. Nonetheless, we answer the tznon, and we're makel on the case of dogim sha'alu b'ka'ara. And nishalat ha'sha'ila, what precisely is the difference? So this is two opinions in the Rashi, which actually connects to the discussion here in Taisvis, va'afareish. Tosfos quotes that the Rivan was a son-in-law of Rashi, and the Rivan quoted his shver, that Rashi said that nat bar nat is only going to be mutter if it is a case of dogim sha'alu b'kayra. But dogim sha'nisbashu b'kayra is going to be osur. And the raya to that yesod is, says the Rivan, from the case of tzenon. Meaning that the case of tzenon is talking about that I cut the radish, and the radish mamish absorbs the basar, and therefore becomes asar. Now, hagaba atzmacha, think. What do you think is more mamoshas ha'iser? The tznon, or when you mamish cook it? Especially since the Piskei Tshuva over here is a machlokas between the Knesset Yecheskel and the other Achronim, that one could argue that the din of Tzinon is entirely a din de Rabbanon. Certainly when I cook the dogim in a fleshik pot, it absorbs more flesh flavor. So says the Rivan, if the Tzinon is usher, al karkacha, the din is going to be that when you cook it together, it's going to be mutter. It's going to be that when you cook it, it's also going to be asr. So dogim shenisbashlu b'kedera is going to be asr according to the Rivan. Now, the Balei HaTosfos say, whoa, 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 you can't be medama the two cases. The Balei HaTosfos argue on the Rivan B'Shem Rashi. They say the case of Tzinon is a dirty knife. Knives are dirty, pots are clean. So the distinction between Dogim Sha'alu B'Kaira and the case of Tzinon Shechatocho B'Sakin Shal Basar is that the knife is dirty. Stam knives are dirty. a knife you're always chopping stuff with. Stam pots are clean. That's the approach that the Shach takes. That we assume that the pot is clean. We assume the pot is clean. Stam is like it's going to be clean. And when the Mechaber writes that the pot is Rechutza Yafeh, what the Shach means is that what the Shach understands the Mechaber is saying is that Rechutza Yafeh means it's not dirty. But Min Hastam, it's clean. Now, the Prima Godim quotes a Minchas Yaakov. That the Minchas Yaakov suggests that Stam a pot is also dirty. But that's true only Stam Jewish pots. Stam Goyish pots are clean. They say that Goyim are more careful about the cleanliness of their pots than Jews. I have no idea if this is correct or not.
Maybe because we cook more often?
Because you didn't eat more, because we have all these holidays, like last week, and we're good at fasting. They have like one yontif a year, no Thanksgiving. We have it like every other week. We eat a whole turkey. Hey, if turkey's kosher. Perhaps that's a pshat, but the point I'm trying to make is the dichoy to the rivan only makes sense if we distinguish and we say a stam knife is dirty and a stam pot is clean. If the pre-megodim b'shem the Minchas Yaakov is correct, that a stam knife and a stam pot are both dirty, so then you don't have the dichoy. Look in the gross of Katan Aleph. The Gra notes that really there are three different shitas harishonim over here, and if you read the Tosas slowly and carefully, you notice them. What we have is the shita of the Rivan b'shem Rashi that nispashlo is a problem. Alu is okay. By the way, some of the Rishonim say, and this seems to make it to the poskim lahalacha, that if I have both hot fish and a hot plate, that's the equivalent of... right? Maybe tzli, maybe nispashel. We'll talk about that in a second, but yes. Right? In other words, that would be a problem according to the Rivan, al kopanim. Rivan assumes nispashel is a problem. The Balei Atosa seem to disagree with the Rivan, and they say that Nispashel is Heter Gomer. There is, however, a third Shita. That third Shita is quoted in the Torah as a Sefer HaTruma. If you look in the Rosh and Sifkat in Se'if Chavtes and Se'if Lamed, the Rosh says that Nisbashlu is Mutter, but Nitzlu is Aser. And the difference is when I cook, there is water. So it's effectively like there are two nosne tams. And therefore it goes into the food. That's a third nosne tam. However, when I don't cook, but when I roast, so in that case it's a second nosne tam, and then it's going to be aser. The raya for this shita, the gra says, and again if you read the Tosas slowly and carefully, you get this impression, is the Gemara Pesachim Daf Lamed. Ein toshen hatanur ba'alya, v'im tosh kol hapas asura, ad sheyusa katanur. Right? Meaning, I shouldn't put like fleishik fat on the top of the oven. If I put fleishik fat on top of the oven, the bread that I bake in that oven is going to be fleishik bread, reed treif bread. Huh? That's what it says. Now, one second. It's the bread is aser. Why is the bread aser? It's aser unless I'm yusakatan, unless I machshir the oven. Why don't I just wipe off the alya? Why don't I just wipe the flesh off the oven? So, the Rosh says, you see from here, the reason why wiping the flesh off the oven won't help is because that is going to be the equivalent of tzli. You don't have a third nice in time. There's no water, no? It goes from the oven directly into the bread. Second nosen tam, aser. Right? In other words, Nakamam Psachim is a raya, says the Rosh, to his shita. The Ayidei Tzli is aser. Ayidei Bishul could be mutter, because that's Gimel Nosne Tam. Now, the Balei Hatosis, a Docha Bisraya, they quote that Rabbi Nutam says that there's no raya from Ein Toshen Esatan or Ba'alya, Because you have a kasha, how can you not wipe it off? The answer is because it's hard to wipe off ovens. Ovens remain dirty. Right? You try to wipe it off, hank is morgan, it's not going to do a good job. So therefore, it will be a problem. Okay, so let's just chaz. If you read the Gra, Sifchot and Aleph, the Gra basically tells us that there are three different shitos here in Rishonim. No? Either Dogim Sh'olu B'Kaira is Mutter, Huadin Nispashlo is Mutter. Maybe Olu is Mutter, Nispashlo is Usser. Maybe Nispashlo is Mutter, but Nitzlu is going to be Usser. Halacha L'Maisa, the three Shitos make it to the big book. The Mechaber hold that Dogim Sh'olu B'Kaira and Dogim Sh'nispashlo B'Kaira is all Mutter. Mutter. The Ramah says that you should be machmir on dogim shenis bashlu b'kaira. You should be machmir l'chatzchila. B'diyevet it's going to be mutter. We'll have to discuss what l'chatzchila and what b'diyevet is. Right? But the Ramah basically says that al kol panim l'chatzchila were machmir like the Rivan b'shem Rashi. The Shach in Ois Dalid quotes on the Maharshal that Nitzlu is going to be usher even b'di yevet. That would be like that shita that the Rush quoted, like the shita of the Sefer HaTruma, that Tzli is going to be usher even b'di yevet. No? There's a book, Dira Days. Dira Days is like this hysterical book about a few guys in the Mira Yeshiva who had their own Dira, and they had no idea how to keep the laws of Kashrus. So they used to have like a pair of glasses on the windowsill that sometimes they'd use one side of it to stir chicken soup, and they'd use the other side of the glasses to stir coffee with milk. Right? So that's a shayla. Do the glasses become treif? Yes. Right? That's one of the discussions. Other discussions that they have, though, are, let's say I have a frying pan, and I used my frying pan a few minutes ago to make salami and eggs, no? Then I rinse off the frying pan very well, and I use that frying pan to make an omelet, a plain pair of omelet. And then I flip that omelet off the frying pan and it lands on some cheese, no? Or then I put cheese on the omelet after I flip it. Let's say it like that, no? I have an omelet, got the case? Fleischer frying pan, I just used it 15 minutes ago to make salami and eggs. By the way, salami and eggs is awesome. Right? So I used it 15 minutes ago to make salami and eggs. And then I clean it out well. I make a pair of omelet in the Fleischer frying pan.
Did it cool down?
Did it? Yeah, it cooled down in between. Frying pans cool down quickly. But it's zicher is ben yomo, right? I flip the omelet. It lands. Then I put some cheese on top of the egg when it's done. What's the halacha?
According to the Shach, you can't eat it.
According to the Shach, it's mamish treif. Mamish can't eat it. Because Maharshal Paskin's Nitzlu is going to be Usser. That's the case in Nitzlu, no? That's L'cha'ora. Moshe Ramarach, again, these cases actually come up in that book. They could come up in real life also. Oh. So we have three shitos in Rishonim. Three positions are found L'halacha. Now, there is one. Yes, sir.
When Rabbi said Nisbashlu and
Alu are
Mutter, does that mean Nisbashlu,
Begam,
Nitzlu, or Nisbashlu just
Nisbashlu, L'cha'ira, and Gam, Nitzlu? Look at the Mechaber and Se'if Aleph. Dogim Shinisbashlu, O Nitzlu, Bekadir, Shabasar, Rechutzi Yafe, She'en Shon Shuman Davak, Ba Mutter, L'Ochlam, Bekutach. Right, the Mechaber is clear, Nisbashlu and Nitzlu, Heter Gomor. Ein L'chalak, B'nehem. Clear. Okay. So Mechaber holds it's all mutter. Ramah says you should be machmir like the Rivan b'shem Rashi. It's unclear exactly. The pashtus in the Ramah is that the din l'chatchila would be even nitzlu is also a chatzkila but mutter b'diavad. But the shach holds the maharshal that nitzlu is going to be also b'diavad. Now, there is a detailed issue that comes up over here, which is the Gemara Pesachim says that I should not have fish together with meat. And if you have fish and meat, it brings tzara'as. So that's like really bad. You don't want to get tzara'as. So how can we ever have a case of dogim sha'alu b'kedera, that I have fish on a fleshic plate, and then there's a discussion, can you put milk on it or not? But ha'ora, the fish on the fleshic plate is treif already, because it is, right, fish and meat. Treif. So that's a kasha that the Taz and Ice Gimel deals with, and the Taz is a little bit hard to read, because the Taz sounds like he quotes that the Maharshal says something, and then he quotes that the Maharshal says something that's against the Isra v'Heter, but l'chor, the Isra v'Heter and the Maharshal both saying the same thing. So like, it's hard to read this Taz exactly. L'chor, though, what's going on is as follows. The Taz himself, the Taz is calling the Maharshal. The Maharshal says that there is no din of fish with meat if it is only tam of meat in the fish. Tam of meat does not give the same sakona as regular meat. That's what the Maharshal is saying. The Isra v'Heter says, don't do it l'chatchila. Now, if you read the Isra v'Heter inside, it's in Klal Lamites Os Chaf Vav. You read the Isra v'Heter inside, the Isra v'Heter says, don't put fish in a meat pot, because maybe the meat pot is not perfectly clean. You get the impression that even the Isra v'Heter is masking to the Maharshal that if you have a perfectly clean fish pot, let's say, you're allowed to make meat in it. A perfectly clean meat pot, you can make fish in it. And there's no sakana when it's perfectly clean. The only thing is, I'm choshesh, it might not be perfectly clean. I remember my grandmother, Lala Shalom, used to have a special fish pot. And the Chachmas Adam had such a minhag that you should have a special fish pot. And they blamed that minhag on the Isra v'Heter. Look in the Bani HaShulchan Os Chavdal in the Tziyunim. The Bani HaShulchan points out that there is a minhag when the Chachmas Adam had a special fish pot. But for Orav, that's based on the Isra v'Heter, you don't really need a special fish pot. You just need to make sure that it's perfectly clean. But presumably this old minhag of having a separate fish pot is mevusas on the fact that maybe you won't clean your pot completely well. That's what Chaora, the pshat, that emerges. Oh. Now, when I talk about not barnat, so the case of the Gemara is dogim sha'alu b'kaira, meaning I have a fleshic plate, which is, I use the plate for hot meat beforehand. Hot meat, let's assume like the Maharshal, is a davar gush. Meaning the plate became mamish fleshik. It's like a klivishon. And then I put fish on that plate. And that's the shayla. Dogam shalom b'kaira. So tam rishon is b'kli. What about if tam rishon is not b'kli? Let's say tam rishon is b'ochel, not b'kli. If you want to look in the Prima Godma Mishpatzos Os Aleph, he has like a bunch of sfeikos. What about if Tam Rishon is Ba'ochel? That's one of the sfeikos in the Mishpatzos. And he is pushing this suffik. He says if you look in the Shari Dura in Simon Samach, the Shari Dura writes that Tam Rishon Ba'ochel is going to be a problem. The only time I'm meiko on not barnat is if it's Tam Rishon B'kli. Tam Rishon B'ochel, not. I'm not meiko. I can't use the word not. It will get very confusing. Tam Rishon B'ochel, I am not meiko. That's what the Shari Dura is quoted as saying. The The Pisrei Tshuva then quotes, though, that the Pnei Aryeh in the Tshuva, the Pnei Aryeh apparently was the Gaivit of Amsterdam, the Pnei Aryeh says that this is a mistaken girsa in the Sharei Dura. If you look in the actual Sharei Dura in the Pnim, Reb Nosson Shapiro, who is the Rebbe of the Shachkai Gedula, right, the Megala Amukos, so Reb Nosson Shapiro says that this Sharei Dura that they're quoting is actually not a Sharei Dura, it's a Hagon, the side of the Sharei Dura. The Prima Godin points out that the Sharei Dura is calling the Sefer HaTruman. The Sefer HaTruman says as a Dabar Pashut. Excuse me, the Sefer HaTruman says as a Shema. The Sharei Dura says as a Dabar Pashut, but it could be that there's no such Sharei Dura. Okay, that would mean that there's no such din as Tam Rishon Ba'Ochel. Tam Rishon Ba'Ochel is not called Nat Barnat. Now, L'cha'ora, this should depend on the Chakira that we began with at the beginning. If the lumdus of Nat Barnat is that there is some haklosha of the flavor, that the flavor is somehow weakened, so it's very reasonable that the flavor is weakened when it enters a kli. The Gemara says about a keli that e efshar de lo pugma purta. No? The Gemara Sof Avodah Zarah writes that even if a keli is ben yomo, the flavor is a teeny bit lefgam already. It loses some of its oomph. One could argue that in an ochel there is no pegimas hatam, and therefore it could be that tam yishan ba'ochel would be a problem. And that's what the Sharei Dura, or this phantom Sharei Dura, or this shita, whatever it is, says. There are Rishonim clearly who assume that tam yishan ba'ochel is going to be a problem. There's an Isser V'Hetan Klal Lametes, I believe, Osevov, who assumes it's going to be a problem. However, Rashi seems to say that Tam Rishon Ba'ochel is still considered Nat Barnat. We had this in our youth when we learned the Sugya of Keva. So the Shaila that Rashi dealt with is, let's say, remember, you shech the animal, and there's some milk in the animal's stomach. So there's a discussion whether that milk is already Pirsha Ba'alma or not, right? Remember this? And what happens if I salt the milk or the cheese or whatever is inside the animal's stomach? Is that going to be permitted? So Rashi says, Nira Be'inai, it's Isser Gomer, it's like Basar B'Cholov. Because you're salting the milk and the meat together, it's Mamash Asr. But then Rashi quotes some phantom Shitos who say that no, it's going to be Mutter when you salt the milk in the stomach cavity of the cow. And the reason why it's Mutter, Rashi quotes, is because it's not Barnat. Not Barnat. Whoa, slowly, not Barnat. Right? How's it not Barnat? Right? What we have is, you have mamish flesh that's going into the milk. That's into the cheese. That's tam rishon ba'ochel. So you see from Rashi that even though tam rishon ba'ochel, it still be mutter al tznat barnat. Now Rashi rejects it for another reason. Rashi rejects it because the din of tznat barnat is when you go in a certain sequence, right? You have basar into fish, from fish with kutach. So there's a stopping point in the fish. If you have tam sheni be'isser, if you have that the milk and the meat mix in the fish, right? So it's going to be usher, and Rashi says that's the same thing as the case of the keva. But even though Rashi rejects the dimyon to Nat Barnat for that reason, you get the impression that Rashi holds that the dimyon of Nat Barnat would apply by an ochel, and therefore, if the dimyon of Nat Barnat will apply by an ochel, pardon me, if the dimyon of Nat Barnat will apply by an ochel, that's against the Sharei Dura, Isser V'Heter, etc., who say that Nat Barnat does not apply by an ochel. That is the first Shtikl Torah. Okay, let's go weiter. I have a few more minutes. Let's go weiter. The Pesachei Tshuva continues on machlokas about is there not barnat bishas bishul? No? The case is I'm cooking fish in a pot, in a parav pot, and some milk, a drop of milk goes and hits the dolphin hakadera keneged harotav. So the halacha is when the milk hits the dolphin hakadera keneged harotav, it's ki'il, the milk is going straight into the fish. Says the Beis Ephraim, we're not going to say that that's as if there is tam cholav in the fish, and then, right, it's dogim sha'olu b'kaira, it's mutar le'ochlam, whatever, that we're not going to say. I actually said it backwards. I'm thinking about a milchik pot, but whatever. I got the milchik someplace shakes out of order. But the point is, says the Chavis Das, not by nafashah special is a problem. Again, if the Hezber of Nat Barnat is some sort of haklosha, we could say that there's only haklosha if there is a delay, no? If the din is like we're quoting from that Ramban, that the Gezeres HaKosav of Tam is only on Tam Rishon, not on Tam Sheni, so we could say also this is considered like a Tam Rishon, right? Because it goes straight in into the fish. And that's going to be a problem. So the Chavis Das says that Naparnapashas Bishul is going to be Osir. However, the Beis Ephraim, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes at the end of Sif Katan Aleph, the Beis Ephraim says that Naparnapashas Bishul is going to be Mutter. That's what we see is a machlokes between Beis Ephraim and Chavis Das. Rav Shachta told me that we're machmir in this case, like the Chavis Das, that not bar not b'shas bishul is going to be usher, and this l'cha'ora is relevant for sous vide.
What?
Sous vide, S-O-U-S, end of word, space, V-I-D-E. Sous vide is a type of cooking that the temperature has to be very precise, between like 130 and 150. And you cook the meat for like many hours, no? As opposed to be mamish as geshmak as Gan Eden. That's what they say. Did any of you ever eat sous vide? I have no idea. But people ask.
Vegetarian in Gan Eden.
Again?
Can I eat vegetarian in Gan Eden?
If you're vegetarian, I don't think you can eat sous vide if you're vegetarian. It's meat.
In Gan Eden, they're vegetarians.
Oh, in Gan Eden, they're vegetarians. You're like a Rav Kuknik, yeah.
I think he's just following Rashi.
What?
I think he's just following Rashi.
He's just following Rashi. The Rashi and Kuftei Zayin? Oh, are you talking about the Rav Kook and vegetarianism?
Yeah.
I'm like losing track. Too complicated. Yeah.
In terms of what we said 5 minutes ago, of comparing in terms of the Napra Napra Ochel versus the Kli, and you compare it to Nosa Tam of God, this might not work the same way. Maybe.
Right. In other words, it could be that there's no din of Nosa Tam of God. Again, no.
Whatever,
our question is not on
the Giba, but
it's not,
this might not be the same thing.
So, right, one could give another possibility that the Hodim Naparnat is something analogous in Osin Tan Lafgam, more than just Haklosha, Bigadol equating the two. You don't have to.
Yeah, exactly.
Nahon.
What does sous vide have to do with?
Hey, so what's sous vide? So sous vide is like this. So I have like a piece of meat, which I completely encase in some plastic.
Yeah.
And I put that plastic in a pot with water, and I have a heating element that heats the water in a pot.
So,
right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's how sous vide works. Have a heating element. Google it, right? This is how it works. Right? So now, am I allowed... Do I need to have, let's say I'm going to sous vide milchik stuff and fleishik stuff. Do I need a separate heating element for milchiks and for fleishiks? So l'cha'ora, the case of a sous vide is like a napar napish aspishal, no? Because I have the meat that is cooking in the water and it's going directly into the heating element, no? So that would be a napar napishas bishul. Right? If I Let's say I have a milchik pot. Can I sous vide a piece of... No, let's just talk about the heating element. Can I use the same heating element for milchik and fleishik? L'cha'ora, it's not the same as dogim shalom b'kaira. Because dogim shalom b'kaira, the pshad is, I have fleishiks, it stops, and then I have the fish, right? Over here, it's going through and through right away, so l'cha'ora, the heating element becomes more fleishik. Nachon? And then if I use that same element for milchiks, so presumably I'd have more of an issue. That's what it seemed to me. Rabbi Weider, when I spoke to him about, I don't remember his cheshbon, Rabbi Weider had some cheshbon that he felt that you're allowed to use the same sous vide element. I don't know, I don't remember. Yeah, what were you saying, Chaim?
Can you use like a double plastic cover?
So it's an extra clay.
Yeah.
Again, does the Shas Bishul go from kli to kli? Can say not, right? Could be that would be okay.
Probably wouldn't cook as well, though.
What?
Probably wouldn't cook as well,
assuming. Right. I mean, I think the Mitzvah is that they have like this special type of bay. Again, I'm not an expert on
soup. It could be even a regular Ziploc bag.
You can?
That's what I've heard. I've heard different things.
Again, I'm a tremendous Amma Oretz when it comes to sous vide. Now, this question of not barnat b'she'as bishul, right? That's a machlokes chabastas and beis Ephraim. V'cha'ora, this relates to the taz in sifkotin beis. The mechaber writes that if I cook an egg in a milchik pot, so I'm allowed to put that egg into a chicken. If you want to have like some stuffed chicken and you're stuffing it with an egg, you're allowed to put the egg into the chicken. However, if I cook the egg in a fleishik pot with mamish meat, if I cook the egg mamish with meat, then I can't eat the egg with kutach. Why not? Because when I cook the egg with flesh, mamish, so the egg becomes fleshic. Why does the egg become fleshic? We could say two reasons. We could say it becomes fleshic because it's a napra napish aspishal. Alternatively, we could say it becomes fleshic because the klipas habitza is porous and there's like a hole in the egg, and that's why the egg becomes fleshic. V'cha'ora, v'chavis das, and the Beis Ephraim would be disagreeing about why the egg becomes fleishik. According to the chavis das, the egg becomes fleishik because it's not by napisha aspishal, which is the maskon of the Taz, that even though ein nekev beklipas habeitza, still it's going to be a problem. However, the Rashba says that the only reason why it's a problem is because there's a nekev beklipas habeitza. That would say that it's not a not by not situation at all. Look in the Chavistas of Katan Beis. The Chavistas speaks this out. And that Lecha'ora is the question. Okay. So that's the Shaila of not by not Bisha'as Bishul. Hold it for a minute. This Shaila is probably going to be relevant for what we'll see in Se'if Gimel, Machlokes in the Sefer Truma and the Rush about dishwashing. Right, that shaila probably depends on the discussion of nat bar nat b'she'as bishul. Okay, let's break now modaven mincha. I'd like to maybe continue tomorrow and finish se'if aleph and beis and move on to se'if gimel. I think there's what to say in these sugyas, so we'll go on. Okay, Chaver, thank you for listening.